All right, let's take our Bible tonight and open up to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. We've been studying how to have a victorious Christian life. We've learned that we have a lot of weapons that God's given us to use. 14 that we were able to identify from the Word of God that easily give us victory. And now we're getting to the end of the study and probably we'll wrap it up tonight. But last week we learned the fourth thing of the how to use our spiritual weapons. We learned to keep fighting in the battle because it builds our strength. But tonight we're going to learn all victory comes by faith, and then review a little bit of what we've learned, and we'll complete our lesson. I feel saddened inside to bring this lesson or series to a close. Every week, in preparation and in presentation, it's helped me. It's helped me see that how much God cares for me and loves me. And I hope it's been a blessing to you as well as you've gone through these lessons, these Bible studies with us. So, Romans chapter 8 tonight, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a wonderful portion of Scripture as we wrap up our study on living a victorious Christian life. Father, I thank you now for tonight. I thank you for this truth. And I ask you to help us understand it. Holy Spirit, teach us what we need individually from this study. We as your people don't have to live life in the dumps. No matter what's going on around us, we can live life victoriously. Because our victory is in you. It's not in this world. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week we learned that fighting is building our strength. And so we learned to fight against Satan by resisting him. We learned to fight against sin itself through temptation. We learned to fight joyfully. We learned last week not to give in to bitterness or vengeance or revenge. We talked about praising God as we go through the difficulty. Then let me say a few things we missed from last week. Giving of thanks. As we go through the battle, we need to be thankful to God for what He's giving us, what He's given to us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 15, verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That means in everything we go through, whether we like it or we don't like it, whether it seems harsh or seems bad, or whether the battle seems to rage, or whether we're seeming to have a victory at the time, in everything we do, we need to give thanks to God because that's His will for you and me. We need to be thankful for what He's done for us. And then number three from last week that we didn't get to was we need to always think right through our thoughts, controlling our minds or letting our Christ mind be in us. As we fight through the battles, as we go through these times, we ought to always then let God control our mind rather than we control our mind. We always come to false conclusions. See, David remembered all those little victories he had before he had to fight Goliath. And he would have never gone to fight Goliath if he hadn't had the victories from before to depend on for those things that God had given him. So, all right, let's move on then to tonight's all victory, number 5 tonight, on the overall study of how to use our weapons. Number five is all victory comes by faith. All victory comes by faith. Verse 35 of our reading of Acts, or in Romans chapter 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Then he makes this statement, and this is a statement of faith. It says this, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love the fact that he lists all these things because these are the things that we fight against. When we first started our lesson on having the victorious Christian life, we learned we didn't fight against people, but we fought against principalities, against the powers of, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And we see here that victory is ours in Jesus Christ. So all victory comes by faith. We are winners. We already have won. The victory is already there. It's in Christ Jesus. So as long as we'll keep looking to Him, you'll see the victory. When we stop looking at Christ, when we put our eyes on other issues and put our eyes on other things, we don't look to the Lord and we look at our surroundings instead, or maybe we look at our circumstances instead. Those are the things that discourage us because we're looking to them, not to Christ. The victory's already ours. Eternity's on its way. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Every day you get older and older and death gets closer and closer and the return of our Lord gets closer and closer. He's already given us the victory. That's where the victory lies. It doesn't lie in what we see down here. So we need to keep our eyes on Jesus because He's given us the victory. So we need to keep our eyes upon Him. To some, we may look like losers as Jesus looked like on the cross. He looked like a loser hanging there. He looked like he had lost the battle. He looked like the devil had won. But the truth was is that cross was where the victory comes in. They thought he had lost, but really, he had won for you and I the greatest victory that we could ever have by paying for our sin debt. So it doesn't matter what others may think. It doesn't matter what others may say. It does not matter what the world may get us to think, or our flesh would cause us to go to. Stay in the battle because the victory is already ours in Jesus Christ. And now as a result of everything we've learned, we're going to review a few things and we're done. There's things to remember. Things to remember as we wrap up this study on our lessons. Number one, Satan and his devils are very powerful, but God is more powerful. Satan and his devils are very powerful, but God is more powerful. The world's powerful, our flesh is powerful, but God is more powerful. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 4 says this, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I love the way this verse is because this verse sums up all three of our opponents. We found out at the beginning of our study we have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so I love the way he puts it here. You have overcome them. You just didn't overcome the devil. You don't just overcome the flesh. You don't just overcome the world. We've overcome all of them. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. It's when we forget that we get discouraged. When we forget that, we get disappointed. When we forget that, we get depressed. And when we forget that is when we lose to the world, the flesh, and the devil. So remember, God has already given you the victory because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Number two, unsaved are often used by the world, the flesh, and the devil against us. Unsaved people, and even saved people, are often used by the world, the flesh, and the devil to try to stop us as a mallet to injure us with. Remember, people are never enemies, but people can be used to attack us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 through 26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing them, those that oppose themselves, if God preventure will give them repentance and the knowledge of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by Him at His will. Here we simply see a very plain statement that they're taken captive by the devil. Those that oppose themselves, Christians can oppose themselves. Unsaved oppose themselves. People that give into the world, the flesh, and the devil, they're actually opposing themselves. They're causing themselves more harm. What's an unsaved person going to receive? Death and hell forever. They can get drunk. They can commit adultery. They can go out and murder and steal and kill. But the truth is, all they're doing is hurting themselves. How many times in your lifetime have you seen somebody do nothing but the sin that they've done hurt them? I can think of person after person after person, and situation after situation and situation, not just with others, but even in my own personal life, where I have followed my flesh, or I have followed the thoughts of the world, or I've given in to temptation as the devil has brought it to me, and every time I do, I'm always injuring myself. It's funny how it's me that gets hurt the fastest, and how that it's you that gets hurt the fastest when you give in to the world, the flesh, and the devil. We become enemies to ourselves. But the Christian has ways to defeat the devil and the world and the flesh when they attack. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says this: "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." I love these next few words. "But God is faithful." What wonderful four words those are. "But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So we have the victory. We just need to trust in Him when all these things come to our life. Number three, spiritual battles do affect us. We need to remember that. Spiritual battles affect us. Spiritual attacks affect everyone. No one's immune to them. So we must fight and use the weapons that God has given us, because we are not immune to them. Spiritual battles affect us. They affect us physically. They affect those that are around us. They affect our family, our friends, our neighbors. They affect us at work. They affect us at home. When we're in the battle and we don't go and apply these weapons that God has given us for our warfare, our heart's affected. Our relationship with God's affected. Our prayer life is affected. Our Bible reading is affected. We become less effective in our soul winning because we don't want to soul win anymore. We don't want to tell anybody how to go to heaven anymore, because we start to doubt God. We start to doubt His power. We start to doubt His might because we're not in His Word anymore. We quit going to church. We quit doing the things that God's told us to do. We quit reading His Bible. We quit trusting Him in prayer. We quit trusting His will, because we see all the bombardment of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so when we don't take the weapons that God has given to us and use them, those spiritual battles we do affect us. They affect us, and they affect those around us. I wonder how many children will spend eternity in hell because their parents lost the spiritual battle by not applying the weapons that God had given them. The victory was already theirs, but they just wouldn't continue in faith. They wouldn't continue in trust. They wouldn't continue in personal righteousness. They wouldn't continue in prayer. They refused the fast. They were unfaithful. They weren't sold out for Christ. I wonder how many grandchildren die and burn and spend eternity in hell because their grandparents quit being the example, gave up, gave into the world, gave into the flesh, gave into the devil, gave into the attitudes, even to the ploys of this world that control you and I, or try to anyway. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "For let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So we need to remember then the victory is ours. "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." God wants us to reap the victory. And we need to remember, number four, spiritual battles are won and lost by, one, submitting ourselves to God and humbling ourselves to Him. He is our victory. Two, having clarity of mind to bring our life into the right focus and stay focused on the right things. And the real enemy, remember, isn't other people. It's the forces and the power of this world, the flesh and the devil, not people. We need to stay focused on the truth. Remember, that's our first weapon. So stay focused on personal righteousness. That's the righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness, and personal righteousness. Setting ourselves away from the things of this world. Being separated. Personal righteousness. Setting ourselves apart from this world to be used of God. We need to stay focused on prayer. Pray, 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 pray. Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. We need to stay focused on fasting. Separating ourselves from the things of the world for a little while and the pleasures of the world that we enjoy. And it's okay to enjoy. Specifically to get the power of God or get His attention on something that we must have His help on. We need to stay focused on chastening. That's doing a self-exam and not looking at others, but looking at ourselves and being honest with ourselves in our own life. Remembering that we are the clay and He is the potter. So let God mold you into what He wants you to be instead of telling God what you want to be molded like and refusing to follow the things that He's done for us. We need to focus on humility, letting God do His job, letting Him do His work. He will respond if we will just let Him. Let God be God. Let Him be in charge. Let Him direct your life. Let Him steer your car of your life. Let Him be the one that's in the driver's seat. Stay focused on your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. While we're going through issues and difficult times, tell other people the gospel message. People are dying, going to hell. Continually, day after day after day after day. And we get our eyes off the thoughts of people spending eternity in hell and burning in fire and having no way out. And burning forever and ever and ever. We forget that our problems aren't as important as spending eternity in hell. And when we forget those things, we become selfish and self-centered. And we don't care anymore for others. Tick, 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 tick goes the clock. And with every tick of the clock, someone's dying and going to hell. And we fight with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It gives us courage. It gives us strength. It gives us hope. It reminds us ourselves what Christ has done for us. We need to stay focused on the shield of faith. Because when we put faith, we walk in faith, it blocks all the fiery darts of the devil. That's a promise from God. We need to stay focused on the helmet of salvation by protecting our mind so we think the right things and follow the right path. I don't know how many times I myself have drawn wrong conclusions to things because I didn't submit myself to the mind of Christ, but to my own mind. I can't tell you how many people I know whose lives have been ruined because they didn't let their mind be focused on the things of Christ but came to their own conclusions and their own beliefs and became firmly convinced that they were right and nobody else was. The helmet of salvation, protecting our mind, remembering what Christ has done for us. Stay focused on kindness, being kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. We need to stay focused on kindness. Stay focused on commitment. Be patient. Let's determine to win this war. No matter how long, no matter how rough, no matter how tough, no matter how long the walk may be or the run may be, no matter how weak we become, physically, mentally, emotionally, no matter how long it may take, as a good soldier fighting on, till the battle's won. I want to be able to say with Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished the course. I want to be able to finish my life knowing that I've done everything God asked me to do, whether it be hard or easy, or whether it be something I thought I should do or not should do, or what I liked or didn't like, but that I did what God wanted done with my life. Because that's what the battle's all about. Remember, that's what the world, the flesh, and the devil are trying to stop. Trying to stop people from being saved. Trying to stop the gospel message from going out. trying to stop churches from growing, if they're trying to stop people from doing the right thing, coming to the wrong conclusions, thinking the wrong kind of thoughts, and destroying families and lives. That's all that they're interested in. Not interested in somebody's eternity, not interested in helping others, just in absolute destruction of the things of God. Remember, the devil really isn't after you. He's really after destroying Jesus Christ, attacking our God. The world's not really after you, just wants to destroy our relationship with God. Our flesh is just exactly what it is, flesh, and it will die. But our soul lives forever. And the only things that we have for Christ is that which we do in the flesh while we're here. So we must have victory over the flesh. So we need to be committed and patient. The victory is ours. We saw that a few moments ago. If we faint not. Stay focused on the Word of God. Use Scripture. Hold on to it. From the start to the finish, the Word of God is your sword against all attacks. Focus on the blood of Jesus Christ. That's our spiritual security blanket. It covers us in every area of our life that Satan tries to take control of. And we need to stay focused on the people of God. Remember, we're not alone. We may feel like we're alone, but we're not alone. I think of Elijah every time I think that we're alone. And Elisha said, "Okay, Lord, I'm the last one. I'm the only one." And the Lord said to him, "No, you're not. There's a whole lot more. You think you may be the only one. You may think you were the last one to stand." He said, "But we're not." The number three, we need to remember to be consistent, steadfast, stay in the battle no matter how long it takes. Answers will come. Pray, pray, pray. God will give you the strength. Number four, don't forget, fighting builds our strength. And then number five, victory comes by faith. We're already winners. So stay with it and watch the victory come in Jesus Christ. I can't help but think how often in my life and the lives of others that I know, it seems at the very last minute, it was the Lord returns and gives us the victory. But the truth is, it's at the very right time. So stay in the battle. Stay with it. We're not alone. Everybody's under attack. Everybody's facing the same thing you and I have. And faces the same thing. No temptation has taken you but such that is common to man. We don't have to give in. Look at all those that have been victorious in the past. And we too can be victorious in the present. So that those that follow us can be victorious in the future. Remember, somebody's always following you. So the victory will come. Let me give you a few verses and I'm done. And our study will come to a conclusion. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 says, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." I like this statement. We're going to say it over and over again. Little children, little children, little children, that's what we are. We need to be little children and let Him protect us, aid us, comfort us, strengthen us. 1 John 3:7, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous." So our righteousness has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with Him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Victory comes by abiding in the truth. That was the very first weapon that God has given to us. Truth. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 4. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." What a wonderful statement. We're His children. And 1 John chapter 5 and verse 21 says this, "Little children, keep yourself from idols." Amen. That's what it says. You know what the idols are? The world, the flesh, and the devil. They all set themselves up as a god. The word idol is just referring to a god that's worshipped other than our God. And we need to keep ourselves from the world, the flesh, and the devil, because they're trying to set themselves up as a god in place of our God. And so let me read that verse again. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. So what do we learn then? You are His children. He loves you. And He's with you. And He's given us the victory over sin and death. But He's also given us a great victory here on this earth. If we'll just trust in Him, follow Him, and apply the truth that He has given to us. Our final thought is this. If you'll read the book of Judges, you'll find this statement over and over again. And everybody did that which was right in their own eyes. And everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. And everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. That's exactly what the world and the flesh and the devil want us to do. That which is right in our own eyes. But it's not our eyes that we see through now. It's not our feet that we walk with now. It's not our hands that we do things with now. It's not our body that we function with now. It's not our mind that we use now. It's not our eyes that we see now. It's not our ears that we hear now. It's not our lips in which we speak now. But we are His. He's bought us with a price. He loves us. And He says, if we'll just follow Him, He'll take care of us. And the victory is assured in Jesus Christ. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Father, thank You for what we've learned tonight. Thank You for this.